This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on December 17, 2009. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
Next matter on the agenda is funds received in response to solicitations, allocation of expenses by separate segregated funds and non-connected committees. Mr. Vice Chairman, we have a motion for late submitted documents.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve that we suspend the rules on the time and submission of agenda documents in order to consider agenda documents number 09-83 and agenda document number 09-84.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Hearing none. Motion passes 6-0. Council, we're ready to proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, Commissioners. Before you are two rulemaking documents that would implement the D.C. Circuit Court's decision in Emily's List versus Federal Election Commission. Agenda document 0983 is an interim final rule that would immediately insert a note to sections 100.57, 106.6C, and 106.6F in the Code of Federal Regulations stating that a federal court order these provisions are vacated. Agenda document 0984 is a notice of proposed rulemaking that would propose to remove sections 100.57, 106.6C, and 106.6F from the Commission's regulations. The note in the regulations would be a temporary measure until the Commission issues a final rule regarding whether to remove sections 157, 106.6, paragraph C and F. If the Commission approves these drafts, the Office of General Counsel seeks authority to make technical and conforming changes to the drafts and will submit the drafts with any technical and conforming changes for publication in the Federal Register. I'll be happy to address any questions that you may have. Thank you.
Thank you, Council. Any comment from anyone? Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, as of today, I think the Solicitor General, the Attorney General has announced that the Solicitor General will not be seeking cert in the Emily's List case. So this is literally the first moment in time when we could have acted to address that decision, and we are. We're starting the process in a couple of different ways. We're issuing a notice of proposed rulemaking in which we propose to repeal the three regulations, the three provisions that were vacated as a result of that decision. And we are doing something a little bit unusual. We're through this interim final rule, we are ensuring that when the CFR is printed next year, there will be a note in the CFR next to those sections that indicate that the regulations have been vacated, so that it will be absolutely clear to everybody that that is what happened in that court case. And this is probably we're doing the easy stuff first. You know, we're trying to respond promptly to the court, and we're doing the easy stuff first, which is just proposing to repeal the rules. There is probably some other fallout from the opinion. At a minimum, we're going to have to do something about the other regulations that refer to the sections that are probably going to be repealed as a result of the court having vacated them. So we recognize that there is a probably another step that we're going to need to take. And part of the NPRM, we've solicited in sort of a general way comments on what else we ought to do to respond to the Emily's List decision. But it's a very general question, and people will have another chance to do that, because obviously we will have to issue another NPRM at some point in order to make those conforming changes. So I think no one can accuse us of dragging our feet on this one. The Attorney General put out that letter this morning, and in fact, I think I was the first one to tell some of our journalists here today about it. And here we are immediately acting on it. And I appreciate very much, you know, it's a simple thing. It looks pretty simple when you see it, short documents. No one in the outside world would believe how much effort went into producing these documents, and I so much appreciate Bob Knopp and Nevin and Rosie and Tommy, all of their efforts in and our staff in bringing these documents to the table today, so we could act in such an expeditious fashion. And I also want to acknowledge Commissioner Hunter in particular and her staff, who have worked very closely with us in getting these documents together.
Commissioner Hunter, do you have any? Commissioner McGann.
Thanks, Chairman. Although the outside world probably couldn't believe how much time it took to put these together, being now a member of the inside world, I don't believe how much time it took either. You know, to me, I'm not sure no one can say we're not slow rolling this. I think I'm of the school that I'm not sure what we're doing, but this is, I guess, the way we're going to do it. First, not to nitpick counsel's introduction too much, because he always does really remarkable work in so many ways, but we don't need to implement the decision. You implement a statute, you comply with the decision of the court, because the court vacated the regs, and they were very specific when they vacated. The district court order was signed not today, but before. There was no stay on that, so today isn't really the first day we could do something. But the regs have been vacated, so really the issue for the commission is calling the folks who print this book, 11 CFR, and telling them those regs are no longer exist. And I guess there's ways to do that that are much more complicated than I had assumed, because to me, you simply say they're vacated and you take them out of the book. At least there's going to be some notation in 11 CFR that says that they've been vacated, but I want to make clear that vacated means that they're gone. They're not. I think there seems to be sometimes confusion between the word vacated and vacation. The rules are not going away and coming back someday. They are gone, and there's steps we need to do. I certainly agree we do need to do some rulemaking because of the cross sites and that kind of thing, and that does take some time. And I want to thank everyone's efforts for that. But the fundamental question is really not ours. It's already been done for us, and at this point, we merely need to make sure that 11 CFR accurately reflects that which is actually on the books. So that's just my thought, but I'm going to support the what's on the agenda, because I'm told that's the way to proceed, and thank the chair for the time.
Thank you. Any further comment? Well, I also thank Commissioner Hunter and Commissioner Weintraub for all you went through to try and work through this issue that was, unanticipatedly knotty. That's K-N-O-T-T-Y. In any event, and for the record, are we ready for a vote? Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move approval of agenda documents 0983 and 0984. You got the right documents?
Yes.
And direct counsel to have them published in the Federal Register so we can initiate this process.
Thank you very much.
And authorize any technical and conforming amendments. I remembered.
Thanks very much. Any further conversation? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? None. Motion passes 6-0. We're going to take a quick break. I say quick. I think it'll be pretty quick. There's two documents that the council need to review before we vote on those. So the way it's 20-12 as I have it, so we'll reconvene at 12 o'clock. I'm happy to reconvene at 12, 20 minutes.
10 minutes?
Well, I'm going to say 20 because 10 might lead to more conversation. I just think, in fairness, let's just say
I'll say up to 20.
Up to 20.